Part 2. Now that we've become more familiar with attachment theory and trauma, we will use Part 2 to become better acquainted with consensual non-monogamy. This section will address what consensual non-monogamy is, what attachment research has to say about non-monogamy, why understanding attachment is particularly important for people practicing non-monogamy, and how attachment ruptures and traumas can occur at multiple levels of the nested model of attachment and trauma when a person is non-monogamous.